Good morning. I just had a really strange Matrix moment. The Matrix moment I have in mind is the one where they're in the simulator and Neo sees the lady in a red dress in the crowd of people and spins around to see an agent with a gun pointed to his head. And although it wasn't as severe as somebody pointing a gun to my head, I just had a really strange experience that I can't really describe, but I can fully acknowledge, which I guess is better than just bouncing through life and ignoring it. Woke up this morning in a bit of a panic because I needed to print some stuff off. I didn't know if my printer was going to work because I remember the Aoki B4100 having real problems with drivers for the Mac. And yet they must have fixed that somewhere along the line. I didn't read the release notes and it just worked. That worked this morning. Went to print something, haven't got any paper. Haven't got any money to get any paper. Okay, what do I do? Went to the corner shop, borrowed some A4 paper. Awesome. Problem solved. Then I had to make a phone call somewhere. Obviously, my phone with the credit on it is in Nottingham, because it would be, wouldn't it? This phone hasn't got any credit on it. And so then I went into the loft and presented to myself. This was in the process of looking for the A4 paper. I find my Skype phone. Okay, I'll use Skype because I've got some credit. I ring up the dentist to talk to them and say, look, I'm a bit uncertain if I can come today at 11:50 to have my crown done. And by the way, my other veneer has come off. So you see, I don't want them to do one and not the other one at the same time. So I was sort of umming and ahhing and I said, oh, I really, you know, want to cancel unless you can speak to the dentist and ask him if he can do them both today, or if he's going to start working on them today, he's going to complete them today, because I've got a lot of other things I need to think about for next week. So that was in my mind. So I rang them, in the end I decided I was going to go. And so I got the Skype phone. After that I had a bit of a nightmare trying to ring up some crisis loan thingy and trying to do a Skype call over 3G to public sector services. It just went all wrong, went all techno, and it was like, literally Tank had just pulled this woman from somewhere into the Matrix and just twisted her voice up. She didn't know what I was saying. Trying to read out my national insurance number to her, and she's just like, was it 3? Was it number 7? It's like, no, just forget it. So I put the phone down, forget that. But then I went walking out to the bus stop, and it was like, I got 8 minutes to get the bus, so I walked up there. Two buses come that don't go to the destination that I want to go to, so I pull over each bus. Do you go there? Do you go there? No, sorry. Okay, I'll wait for the next one. The next one's at 11:27. I've got to be there at 11:50. So I'm standing there, thinking, you know, I don't think I'm going to get there in time. This is sort of a bit over the time now. Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a rush. And then they just phoned me. The dentist just phoned me and said, actually, we need to move your appointment to tomorrow, to 11:30. And I was like, okay, no problem. And yet it was exactly the information that I wanted for that moment. I didn't really want to go on that bus. I didn't really want to go to the appointment because I didn't know if I was going to have the things done that I wanted to have done. And to be honest, I didn't really want to go today because I have things to do, other things that I need to do, screencasts I need to record. And so I just found that quite weird for a moment there, that it was almost like the cosmos was talking back. It was like, okay, you've requested this. Bang, it's sorted. Maybe it's because I rang earlier. Yeah, maybe it's that. Maybe it's because I rang earlier and said, oh, you know, a bit awkward. And he decided to move it. I don't know. Or it was a reminder. Yeah, maybe it was that. Maybe I needed to do the reminding bit. Who knows? Either way, my day is a little bit more freed up now. And I can take my laptop and go and grab some lunch and a coffee and screencasts. And yeah, the day is now unfurling again, thankfully. Right, just thought I needed to unload that into the ionosphere of oral pleasures that is the audio boo community. I am now watching some youths getting pushed into the middle of the road by their peers. Nice.